Welcome to Leadership Notebook. I am your host, Andrea Horan, and I'll be sharing leadership insights on how to become a leader who creates engagement and accountability in your team and people. Our episode today is brought to you by MicroShare INTL. Businesses with written marketing plans have a much higher rate of success and a lot less overwhelm and frustration in the process. MicroShare INTL will help you save time and money. Go to microshareintl.com or call them today at 847-304-7885. The way we view the world and people around us is determined by our life experiences, beliefs, and values. So it stands to reason that these same factors will affect our leadership of people and a team. And that's why we say leadership begins with values. Because your values help you define the effectiveness potential and the actual value of the people on your team. So with something that plays such a large role in our leadership, it deserves a little extra attention. I think all of you would agree that we live our lives according to our values. These values aren't always in our consciousness. They kind of sit below the surface where we kind of run on autopilot and we don't really pay a lot of attention to them. So what we need to do, at least here initially, is to take those values from our subconscious and be more conscientious of them. So what I want you to do now is take a moment to think about your values and write them down. Yes, actually physically grab a piece of paper and a pen and write them down and try to come up with 3 to 5 values. Now, some will come easy and others will require a little more thought. Now, so for example, to show you how values affect leadership, 3 of my values are accountability, respect, and curiosity. The accountability, if you say you're going to do something, please do it. I believe in respect for all human beings. I don't consider anybody more or less valuable than the next person, and you treat them that way. And curiosity. I have a love of learning. I'm not very good at not knowing something. So if I see something new, I need to learn about it and see what it means and then see how I can incorporate that. So what happens is that when I interact with people and have people on my team who I feel aren't accountable, respectful, or curious, they provide me with an extra challenge because there's not that match. There's not that automatic connection through our values. So therefore, what I have to do is I find myself having to work around those values of mine and find other ways that make the person valuable. Now, the reason we want this in our conscious is because our values defines us. The way we demonstrate our values on a daily basis is how people will start to view us. So using myself again as an example, respect. If I start treating other people with disrespect, others will see me as going, well, she was respectful, now she's disrespectful, I can't trust her, I don't know how she's going to react. And understand that as a leader working with people, there are many things that they want to see as predictable, and values is one of those. Keep in mind when you're writing the list, values are something that you don't compromise. Your values will always be steady and true regardless of circumstances. So make sure that you pick something that is a true value and just not something that you appreciate. Okay, so write them down. And actually, if you're a business owner, your values are probably going to be the same ones that you use when you're hiring people onto your team, when you're bringing people in, and it's probably also the way you treat your customers. So if you're a business owner, knowing your values is probably the values that you've been instilling in your company with your people all along, and maybe you just didn't realize it. So once you know your values, the next thing you need to do is demonstrate them on a regular basis. Make sure that people see and you act out those values all the time. It's very important to be consistent and to demonstrate those values. That is what gives people the trust that they need from you. They need to know that what they can expect or not expect from you and where that lies. So knowing that our values is a core part of our leadership, what I want you to do, here's your action steps for this week, is determine your values. find those 3 to 5 values that aren't changeable that you're going to demonstrate every day. Watch, observe your actions. How are you demonstrating your values to others? How are you reflecting that to others? How are the others able to see that you are living your values? And when I talk about living your values, that's actually the third thing I want you to do, is to make sure that you're modeling your values on a regular basis. Now, in the next episode, we're going to be discussing more in depth of when values don't match, that you don't judge. And I hinted at that a little bit before. So I want to thank you for listening today. I'd like you to share this podcast with anyone you feel that would benefit from this episode. And don't forget to visit my website, focus-leadership.com, and leave a review. Have a topic that you'd like to hear more about, or want to ask me a question, please send me an email to focusedonleadership@gmail.com. I leave you today with a quote from Walt Disney. Once you know your values, decisions are easy. Thank you and have a wonderful day.